Amen. Don't we serve an awesome God? Absolutely. Praise His name. Amen. Thank you, Kathy, and your backup singers there. Appreciate that. That's one of my favorite Christmas songs. I can't say that I have, well, I do have a few number ones, but you didn't notice I said a few. I just love the Christmas season, as you know, and love Christmas music. In my house, we often listen to that maybe year-round to some degree, but it's just a very, very important part of who we are, and just love the Christmas season. And just wanted to share with you how much I missed being with you last Sunday for the first Sunday of Advent. Probably one of my favorite times of the year. Christmas Eve as well, in our Christmas Eve service. And, but just so missed being with you and being part of the first lighting of our Advent candle and then decorating the church, and appreciate all those who came out and helped decorate the church. It always looks so beautiful for the Christmas season, and we appreciate all the effort that Lorna puts in preparation and organizing all that and getting that done. And I understand that the concert with Mark Weiss was good, and so just missed that. You know, sometimes you miss things in life that just kind of every now and then a little depressing. But I'm still excited about the Christmas season. And I hope that last Sunday was a great Sunday for you, and as we began the Christmas season. And so I hope that that was a great time. So as this morning, just want to take a few moments, however, and share some upcoming events with you. So if we draw our attention to the bulletin this morning, there's several things that'll be unfolding. Remember, choir practice this evening is at 5 o'clock instead of 6 o'clock. Choir practice is at 5 o'clock. And because it is our Christmas caroling evening, and so we will be Christmas caroling this evening. So if you want to join in with us, we'll be going down to the senior citizens area there in Shoals and singing Christmas carols to them. And we invite you to come and be part of that. And then following the Christmas caroling, we'll come back here to the church, to the fellowship hall. We always have a good time of fellowship with some snacks and some hot cocoa and all that type of stuff. And so we invite you to come and be part of that. Also, we wanted to thank those who was able to give in the church extension offering. And we did receive $198 to go to church extension, so we appreciate that. Also, we want nothing denominational church extension. And then, of course, reminder of our current church extension project for December and January, affecting hats and gloves and sweatpants. And so any more questions about that, you can see Ann. I know she'll be glad to share with you. And then also, don't forget about Christmas cards. If you choose to participate in the Christmas cards, you're free to do so if you choose. And we also if you want to give a little donation for that, that's greatly appreciated. But don't need to do that to participate. But the Christmas cards are, the stuff is out there on the table. And so it's always exciting to get Christmas cards and look at how unique they are, and we appreciate all those. Also, we want you to be thinking of and praying for the Christmas cantata. That is December 20th here at the church at 7 p.m. And the choir's been working hard, and we appreciate all those that have been part of the choir, and Hannah for coming and helping us out there. And we're having a great time in choir, and we want to encourage you to come and support the choir. Also, December 14th, 6:30 p.m., it's a Monday, the ECL will be having their kind of Christmas fellowship and their gift exchange. So I want to remember these to join in with the ECL. If you have any more information, you can see Pat King about that. And so we just hope that you'll just get in and enjoy the Christmas season activities here at the church and all that God is doing and moving and working. And so we know that the Lord will continue to bless and encourage you this Christmas season. We have in my Sunday school class, if you're looking for something to get involved with for the Christmas season, we have just started Advent of the Savior, and we just started that this Sunday morning, so you wouldn't be very far behind. And so you could still join us next Sunday morning for Sunday school for the Advent of the Savior. And also, I wanted to share with you that in the foyer, if you're looking for a short Christmas devotional book for this Christmas season, there in the foyer. 10 Christmas reflections. And so we'd encourage you to just take some time this Christmas season and just reflect on what Christ has done and all those types of things. So those items are there for you if you're interested in them. Once again, we are so glad that you've joined us to worship the Lord. And I hope that in this Christmas season that we're doing that very thing, that we're worshiping the Lord. And to all those of you that have joined us online, we are so glad that you're joining us this Christmas season as we travel together to our Advent journey, as we've been sharing the ornaments of Christmas. Well, intended to begin to share the ornaments of Christmas, but let's just continue to worship Him. Well, as you know, two flames now appear on the Advent wreath, hope and love. Hopefully our anticipation is beginning to build, knowing that the light of God is increasing. And if we ever need the light of God to increase here in 2020, I believe it's now. And the darkness is decreasing because Jesus is coming. And that's what the whole Christmas season really is about, is that celebration of the fact that Jesus has come. And make no mistake, as was shared with us last Sunday morning, our hope is that Jesus is coming again. First Advent, Jesus has come and is among us. Second Advent, and Jesus is coming again. Every reason for us to have hope. And so as we prepare to celebrate the coming of our Savior this Advent season, we have begun to consider the ornaments of Christmas. Now, ornaments are something I believe that are very important in the Christmas season and probably in our lives, because ornaments are reminders. They remind us of events or scenarios or gifts. And of course, ornaments are extremely important to our Christmas tree. And our Christmas tree has some unique ornaments on it. I'm not sure you find too many trees that look like ours, and that's okay. How many of you put bobbers on your tree? Anybody? Come on! Nobody puts bobbers on their tree as ornaments? There's something wrong with you. Oh, well, maybe. Wait a minute. Maybe there's something wrong with me. That might be the better aspect. But anyway, ornaments are reminders. So when I look at our Christmas tree, I'm reminded of fishing. Yeah, I'm reminded because I love to fish. And there's antlers on there, and there's other unique items. And so they're all reminders. I know most people either have a star or a moose they have a star or an angel. We have a moose. That's okay. That's okay. I told you there's something wrong with me, but that's all right. But it's a reminder. It's a reflection of who we are. And so as we celebrate Christmas, it's a reflection and it reminds us. And that's exactly what ornaments do. And so in this Christmas season, in this Advent, I want us to be reminded of who Jesus is. And so we're gonna look at the ornaments of Christmas. In fact, hopefully last Sunday you received an ornament like this. And it says hope. And because last Sunday was a Sunday of hope. And if you didn't get one of these, we have more of these, because I want you to be reminded that even in a year like 2020, when it seems like everything has fallen apart, we still have hope. And we hope that you'll take this, you'll put this on your tree, and you'll be reminded in this Christmas season of hope, because an ornament is a reminder. And so we hope that you receive this and that you'll put that on your tree and you'll be reminded of hope. And so last week we began to talk about hope. Today we encounter the second ornament of Christmas, and that is love. And so today you'll receive another ornament to hang on your tree this year to remind you of God's love for you. In fact, Christmas is really all about love. It's love that drew the plan of salvation. And so Christmas is all about love. And so today you'll receive an ornament of love to remind you of God's love. God's love for us began before we were ever created. And that's an amazing thing, but absolutely true. In the midst of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, love is eternal and infinite. Know today that God loves you. In this Christmas season, I want you to know and be reminded over and over and over again that God loves you. Shake your head to do something. You recognize this morning that God loves you. Beyond a shadow of a doubt, He does. And to know this morning that all things were created out of God's love. It was because of love that God came into this world in the person of Jesus and pursued us to the point of death, even death at the cross. Yes, the cross. You're saying, Pastor Mike, we're talking about Christmas. This is about joy and rejoicing and excitement. It is. And I hope the cross of Calvary excites you, because Christmas is about the cross of Calvary and all that Christ has done for us. This is the love of Christmas. The very fact that God came into this world, was among us, suffered and died at the cross, and rose again, is what Christmas is really all about. And that's the love of Christmas. Love is an interesting thing. It's probably one of the most difficult things, I believe, to understand. We often relegate love to a warm, fuzzy feeling in our stomach. And we get butterflies. And we say, oh, we love you. And we have all that emotional stuff that goes on. But love is far greater than that. Love is something that you really have to ponder. Especially when we talk about the love of God. And so I hope that in this Christmas season, as we're reminded of the love of God, that we really begin to experience God's love for us. And to help us to begin to understand this love, I'd like for us to take our Bibles and turn to John chapter 3. And we're going to look at verses 16 and 17 this morning. And I know these are very familiar passages to you. Many of us may even have them committed to memory this morning. And I hope that you do, because they speak so clearly to us about God and His love for us, and the very, very reason we celebrate Christmas. John chapter 3, verse 16. Let's stand for the reading of the Word. We invite those of you who are home to, if you're able to grab your Bible and join us. Stand with us. Participate with us this morning as we go to the Word. John chapter 3, verse 16, as it shares with us, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved." Join us this morning in a word of prayer. Dear precious Father, thank You and praise You for another opportunity to be able to be in Your house this Christmas season, to be able to worship You, to experience You. And I pray this morning that's exactly what begins to happen in this Advent season, that we're going to experience Your hope and today Your love. You have such love for us. It's hard to even begin to comprehend how much You love us. But I pray this morning that You'll do just that, and that as we come to Your Word this morning, that we'll experience Your love. We'll know this morning that we are loved by You. We'll be reminded in this Christmas season of Your love. And so this morning, as we talk about the ornament of love and being loved by You, I just ask that You would just sweep over us in such a powerful way with this tremendous sense of love this morning. And Lord, we know that You're able to move and work. And so, Lord, we ask that You do come this morning in such a powerful way. We ask that You would anoint us, Lord, for the preaching of the Word this morning as we share Your words with Your people. And so that when we leave this place this morning, we'll know that we are loved by You. We ask, Lord, that You have Your hand upon this service. We ask in Your precious name. And amen. You may be seated this morning. I want to take a few moments and begin to share with you in regard to the ornament of love. And when I speak to the ornament of love, I'm not necessarily talking about an ornament that we're going to hang on our Christmas tree. I hope that you do hang it on your Christmas tree and that it is a reminder to you. But when I talk to you about the ornament of love, I'm sharing with you about Jesus. Jesus is the ornament of love. Just as last week I was going to share with you in regard to the ornament of hope. It's more than just something we hang on our tree. It is Jesus is our hope. He is love. And I hope that we genuinely get that this morning. So when I talk about those ornaments, it really is it's Jesus. And the ornament of love, Jesus says to us, reminds us that God loves us. And I hope that we really believe that this morning as we celebrate this second Sunday of Advent in regard to love, and that we recognize this morning, right here, right now, in this moment, that God loves us. There's no question of that. I can assure you, and today I'm going to, and hopefully encourage you, that God loves you. Even in a year like 2020, as we're still facing COVID, and all the things that have happened, all the hurt, and all the loss, and all the despair, and the gloom. In our Sunday school class, we were looking at Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 through 7 this morning. It talks about, for Israel, all the gloom, and the despair, and the distress, and this state that they were living in was almost a sense of darkness. And as we come to the end of 2020, it feels a lot like that sometimes. And so even in this scenario, I want us to be reminded that God loves us. And I hope that we can never, ever escape the fact that God loves us. And so hopefully today, I want to remind you that God loves you. And that's why we celebrate Christmas. That's why Christ came in a manger. Because God loves us. And so we asked that question this morning. Okay, we understand that God loves us. I think that leads us to a second question. And I know I've shared this with you 100 times, and I'll probably share it with you 100 more times. Is that God loves us. And so we asked that question this morning. How does God love us? And that's what I want us to be reminded of when we look at this Christmas ornament on our Christmas tree, is just how God loves us. Beyond the fact that we recognize that He came into the world as a baby, He lived among us, He died at Calvary, and He rose again from the dead. I hope all of us recognize that this morning. That all speaks of God's love to us. But I want to go in just a little bit deeper than that this morning in regard to the fact that God loves us. And I'm going to ask that question and hopefully answer it for you this morning. How does God love us? In fact, there's several ways that God loves us. And first of all, I want you to understand this morning that God loves us equally. Every one of us this morning, He loves us equally. The same. He doesn't love Kathy more than Eric, or Pat more than Bob, or Minnie more than me, or any of us any more than the person down the road. And I think that's important for us to understand that God loves each and every one of us equally. And that means that if it was just me or just you or the person down the street, Jesus would have still came in the manger. He would have still lived among us. He would have still died at Calvary. He would have still ascended to heaven, raised from the grave, ascended to heaven. Why? Because He loves each and every one of us. And He wouldn't have done that for any less for any of us, no matter who we are, or no matter where we are in life. He loves all of us equally, the same. In fact, Romans chapter 2, verse 11 says, "For there is no partiality with God." He doesn't love this person more than us. And I know there's times in life where we see circumstances happen and things go wrong in our life. And sometimes we say, "Lord, why?" We might even say, "Don't you love me? Don't you care about me?" David did that in the Old Testament in the Psalms. "Lord, have you completely forgotten about me?" There's times in life that we feel that way, and then we'll look across the street and there's people over there and they're prospering and great things are happening in their life, and here we are, we're serving the Lord and things are going wrong and we face loss and hurt and heartache. And it might occur to us every now and then, "Lord, do you love them more than me?" As children, we might have said to our parents, "Well, you love them more than me." You've done that, right? We kind of do that sometimes with God, too. But in this Christmas season, I want you to be reminded that God loves you just as much as He loves everyone else. That's good information. God loves us. Romans chapter 10, verse 12. For there is no distinction between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon Him. Doesn't matter who we are. Doesn't matter what our stature in life is. Doesn't matter if we're rich or poor or this or that or whatever it might be. Short, round, tall. Doesn't matter. He loves us. And so no matter what's going on right now in your life, maybe you're being blessed so much you can't handle it. Or maybe you're questioning right now if you even got a blessing. I want you to know God loves you. And I want you to be reminded of that. Because it's in those moments that we need to be reminded that God loves us. And He does. But not only does God love us equally, I want you to know this morning that He loves us unconditionally. He loves us no matter what. The truth is, do any of us deserve the love of God? No, we don't. I don't care how good you think you are this morning, or what you've done, or how good you think you look, or whatever that might be. God loves us no matter what. No matter what we've been through, and no matter what we've done. God loves us unconditionally. God's love is not measured on our merit, be it good or bad, or our decisions. Now, I'm not saying this morning that we can just presume on God's love and go do whatever we want. That wouldn't be wise. But I want you to know that God loves us. And He loves us unconditionally. No matter who we are. In fact, Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 7 and 8 shares with us, "The Lord did not set His love on you nor choose you because you were more in number than any other people. For you were the least of all people, but because the Lord loves you, and because He would keep His oath, which He swore to your fathers." I want you to know this morning, and I want you to be reminded this morning, that God loves you unconditionally. In fact, no matter what decision you make, God's still going to love you. Because He loves you. That's why He sent Jesus into the world. Because He loves us. In fact, Christ died at Calvary when we didn't love Him. Remember when I said love sometimes is difficult to understand? Be reminded in this Christmas season, every time you look at that ornament, that He loves you equally, and that He loves you unconditionally. But He also loves you eternally. Isn't that good? He loves us eternally. He loves us forever. Remember back when you were dating? I don't know, you might be still dating, I don't know. But for some of us, we've moved beyond the dating thing. We've moved into the marriage thing. And for some of us, as we look back and we think about when we were dating and we wrote all those notes to our sweetheart and you'd sign them at the bottom, "Love you forever." How long did that last? How many times did you draw that little heart and put "forever"? Boy, I'm glad that God doesn't measure forever as we did as we were young. Because sometimes forever was a brief moment in time. But I want you to know this morning that God's forever isn't a brief moment in time. But He loves you forever. His love is eternal. He says to us in Jeremiah chapter 31 and verse 3, "The Lord has appeared of old to me, saying, 'Yes, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness, I have drawn you.'" An everlasting love. That's the type of love that I want in my life. That's the type of love that God has for you in this Christmas season. An everlasting love. And we have the opportunity, because love is among us, because Christ has come, because God has sent Christ into the world, to experience everlasting love. Love that remains forever. And when I think about that love, I can't help but think about Romans chapter 8, verses 35 through 39, that shares with us, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? 2020? It doesn't say that in there, but... Or distress? Or persecution? Or famine? Or nakedness? Or peril? Or sword? As it is written, for your sake, we're killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. And in 2020, we probably felt like that at times. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am persuaded, love that word, I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, or principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I want you to know in this Christmas season that the love that Christ has for us is eternal and forever, and nothing, not even COVID-19, can separate us from the fact that God loves us. You are loved, and you will be loved. Even when we don't feel like it, we are loved, and we are loved eternally. It's a wonderful thing this morning to know that we are loved equally, and that we are loved eternally, and that we are loved unconditionally. But I think it's another thing to begin to understand this morning, that we are loved sacrificially. He loves us sacrificially. The very reason we celebrate Christmas is because Christ came to be among us. And yes, to die at Calvary for the redemption of the world. He loves us sacrificially. John 3:16, we shared with you, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 says, for unto us a child, a son, a child is given. Unto us a child is given. Unto us a son is given. This Jesus, this ornament of love, sacrificially given for us. And so to be loved is one thing, but to recognize that we are so loved that God was willing to make the ultimate sacrifice. And so every time we think about Christmas, we can't help but be reminded of God's ultimate sacrifice of sending His Son into this world for the plan of redemption. But catch this, for people at that time who didn't even love Him. That's sacrificial. He loves us that much. Even though we have a problem. Even though the nation of Israel had a problem. And that problem, of course, is sin. Sin separates people from God. Sin is about disobedience, being disobedient to God. Just as the nation of Israel was disobedient. Unfortunately, humanity falls into sin. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. There isn't anybody who's come into this world except Christ who is sinless. And because of that, there needed to be a sacrifice. And God loved us so much that He provided that sacrifice. Because Romans 6:23 shares with us, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Without the sacrifice, we're all doomed for death. But because of Christmas, there's life. And because there was a problem, there was a provision. And that provision is the ornament of love. That provision is Jesus. Romans chapter 5, verse 8, but God demonstrated His own love toward us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. He loves us sacrificially. And so I hope that in this Christmas season, when we see the ornament of love, we are reminded of God's deep and genuine love for us. It's just not a passing moment. It's just not a light at the top of a candle. It's not for a few weeks in the Christmas season and it's going to go away. December 27th. The ornament of love is still real and true. He loves us. And we could go on and on and on about how God loves us, and we won't do that this morning. But I hope that we begin to obviously see that He loves us. And I hope this morning that we'll be reminded over and over and over again in this Christmas season that He loves us. But yet I believe something else has to happen when we recognize that God loves us. He loves us equally and eternally and unconditionally and above all, sacrificially. And I think that then requires a response on our part. And I think it's a simple fact that if God loves us so much, we probably ought to love God. So not only should we be reminded in this Christmas season of God's love for us, but we should also be reminded by the ornament of love that we need to love God. You might ask that question even this morning, then how shall we love Him? Well, I think we should quickly understand this morning that because of all that Christ has done for us and because God loved us with a sacrificial love, that we should love Him sacrificially and we should surrender our heart and life to Him. And we should ask Him to forgive us of our sin and we should surrender to Christ. We should become a believer. We should become a Christian and serve Christ. But as we ask that question, how should we love Him? And I do believe it goes beyond just the surrender of our life. That crisis moment where we ask Christ into our heart and life as Lord and Savior. Mark chapter 12, verse 30 and 31 shares with us, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. This is the first commandment. And the second, like it, is this. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. And so as we move beyond the concept of conversion, where we surrender our heart and life to Christ. We need to do that because He loves us and because of the sacrifice. But Scripture tells us that we need to love the Lord with all our heart, and with all our soul, and with all our mind, and with all our strength. And I believe that to be absolutely true this morning, that we need to love God. Just as God loves us, we need to love God with our heart, with our passions, with our emotions. We need to love God with our soul, with our uniqueness, how God has designed us. With our mind, with our intellect, and with our intelligence. And we need to love the Lord with our strength, with our abilities, and our gifts. And we need to love our neighbor as ourself. Shake your head. That's good stuff. That's good stuff, Pastor. Because love is an amazing thing. Not only does God love us, but we are to love God. And when we love God, we can't help but love others. And so in this Christmas season, I hope that we are reminded every time we see the ornament of love that God loves us and we are to love Him and we are to love others. Love today is possible because of the ornament of Christmas, because of Jesus. I hope we experience the love of God through Jesus Christ our Savior this Christmas season and share that love with someone else. God's gift to us this Christmas and every Christmas to come and the ones that came before is the ornament of hope and love. And I hope that we are reminded in this season that there is hope, no matter the circumstances. There was a light that's been shined, and that light is Jesus. Love has been given. Sacrificial love. I hope we're reminded of that, that God loves us. And so once again, in this Christmas, today we're going to give you an ornament of love to remind you that God loves you. Because God loves you, we're to love Him and others. Anytime I think about the love of God, I can't help but think about that old hymn, The Love of God. And it simply says to us, the love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave His Son to win. His erring child He reconciled and pardoned from his sin. When years of time shall pass away and earthly thrones and kingdoms fall, when men who refuse to pray on rocks and hills and mountains call, God's love so sure shall still endure, all measureless and strong, redeeming grace to Adam's race, the saints and angels' song. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. The love of God is absolutely an amazing gift that we have the opportunity to experience this Christmas season. May we be reminded that God loves us. Let's stand together this morning. I'm going to ask Landa to come to the piano. Brian, if you would come this morning. And as they play softly, I just want us to pause for a moment and to be reminded, God loves you. That God loves us. In fact, as they're coming, would you just turn to somebody this morning and say, God loves you? Can you do that this morning? Be assured that's absolutely true this morning. Something I think unique just happened just in these last few moments. You turned to somebody and said, God loves you, and they turned to you and said, God loves you. The atmosphere changed immediately. When we recognize God's love for us, it changes us. I know 2020 has been rough. For some, more difficult than for others. But in the midst of that, do not forget that God loves you. And that He wants you to experience His love. And maybe we're here this morning and maybe it's even been a tough week. Maybe it's been a tough month. It's definitely been a tough year for many. Maybe we just want to step out this morning and come to an altar of prayer and just simply say, thank you, Lord, for reminding me of your love. Thank you for sending Christ into this world. Or maybe you're here this morning and you're saying, I don't know that God loves me. I don't know if anybody loves me. I want you to know that God loves you. He loves you so much that He sent Jesus into this world. Maybe you just need to be either reminded this morning of His love for you, thank Him for His love for you, or you need to accept His love this morning into your life. So as they play softly, we're just going to bow our heads for just a minute, and we're going to ponder the love of God wherever we are, whatever's happening. And then I just want you to respond to the Lord.